Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our fall equinox edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the KKNW 1150 website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And how great is this? It is a Vet Sunday today, and our favorite Animal World vet, Dr. Bill Burlingame from Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, is in the house, and phone lines are open. If you have an animal medical care question or subject you would like to discuss with Dr. Bill, it could also have to do with human immune support and so forth. And we're going to get into a lot of other subjects from the holistic and homeopathic veterinary conferences Dr. Bill just attended. You can pick up your phone anytime and give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, we are going to go right back to the phones as promised because we are talking to our very knowledgeable Animal World longtime listener, Peg in Olympia. Good morning, Peg. You still there?
Hi. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And often a part of our discussion is your 11-year-old bulldog Pershing, who mm-hmm. you tend to rescue these really messed up bulldogs.
Thank you.
That have well, and so therefore you are one of the most knowledgeable around about the Pleckner endocrine immune imbalance, mm-hmm. Because that's saved the life of some of your dogs.
Yes.
And this one Pershing, that your current dog, he part of the endocrine immune imbalance, of course, can be food allergies and having to go on a strict hypoallergenic diet. Mm-hmm. But you were unable to make much progress with Pershing, wasn't it, until you went to raw?
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was allergic because he was swelled up and red. I mean, and just itching everywhere. It was awful, no matter what I did. And I think it was more the chemicals in the stuff than
the ingredients themselves?
Oddly enough, yeah. And actually, Gene Dodds was the one who gave me the idea that raw might help because at that talk, she said, you know, a lot of proteins, when they are cooked, are allergic. You know, they set off allergies in these dogs, but if the raw portion doesn't do that.
Well, you know, that's something that's fascinated me and Dr. Bill, because I do think that Peg's onto something here when she says, you know, the different forms of protein, where it be cooked or raw or freeze-dried or whatever, and in a higher quality food or a lower quality food, because I think, you know, I've seen dogs that have are absolutely allergic to, like, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But you give them a different form, like it in raw, or something, and they don't react to it. So that really seems to be a wrench in the works to
me.
Well,
the other side of that is if you went from a processed chicken-based food, you don't know what else was in that food.
Oh, absolutely.
So going
That's
to
true.
The raw form of chicken, it may not be that the protein for the chicken's different. It may be that there's other ingredients.
Yeah,
and that's one thing that concerns me about some of the commercial raw that's sold in Chubbs. There are a lot of additions. Pershing is severely allergic to vegetables. I cannot feed Pershing tripe because, of course, it's got the leftover vegetable matter.
Tell her, what is tripe?
Tripe is the stomach of ruminants. Is that correct, Bill?
Yeah.
Dr. Bill?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
and so
it's got still vegetable matter hanging
in there.
Okay,
so there might
dogs
be vegetable.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good for them. They love it. It stinks to high heaven, which makes it even more palatable. But he just can't do it.
Is that unusual, Dr. Bill, for a dog to be allergic to vegetables?
Yes. But Pershing's,
really?
Pershing's special.
Oh.
Well, because vegetables aren't something that's usually mentioned when we're talking allergens in dogs.
It's not rare, but it does seem to happen. There was one of the ladies that worked at Jones & Company that her cat, whenever she fed it peas, which is in a lot of the non-allergenic foods for cats, always reacted.
Wow.
Yep. So it's not most common, but it does happen.
Yeah, I'm on a raw feeding group on Yahoo, and it comes up from time to time. People say, well, I added green beans and stuff, and oh, my goodness gracious. You know, we were up all night with diarrhea and vomiting and all this stuff. So,
sensitive dogs...
He's not the only one in the world.
For the really sensitive dogs like, you know, Pershing and so forth, and others that are interested in doing the work involved, you don't buy the prepackaged raw food. The frozen foods that you buy these specific raw meats.
Yeah, I'm a member of the raw feeding group. You interviewed Debbie Mason.
Yes.
Several months ago. She runs Wazoo or .raw or something like that. And we get amazing, amazing meat. We get it from really all over the world.
Really?
Australia. Yeah. And it's most of it's pasture.
And what, and you meet under the cloak of darkness in Dr. Bill's parking lot? Is that
no, that was, that was just the start of my adventure.
I'm going to put out security cameras.
You do kind of, you know, you do through organization, they buy in bulk, and then you kind of rendezvous around places to pick up your part of that raw food buy or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty much wholesale price, and most it's incredible stuff. And
so, give us an idea, what kind of raw meat are you able to buy through this raw food?
Oh my gosh, elk, venison, emu. Oh, we have an emu order every year. It's grown specifically for us. I mean, these emu, they drink filtered water. It's amazing.
Wow.
Good. Pork, organic stuff, all kinds of stuff. I'm llama. I've gotten all kinds of stuff. Rabbit.
Wow.
How about
all
alligator?
Kinds of different companies.
Alligator?
What about alligator?
No, I haven't seen alligator yet.
I'm surprised
yet,
that hasn't become a source for pets.
Well, there's certainly a lot of alligators around.
Yeah, I know some of the some of the.
What about the pythons in Florida?
Yeah. No, we don't do that. I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say there's a lot of unwanted gems around.
Oh, those cute little pythons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, and they also, we get a lot of supplemental products like in clover at very good prices.
Oh, like Connectin and Optigest and that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff?
Oh,
geez.
Yeah.
I might have to get on board for that.
Well, you would not believe what we can get. It's like, whoa. The thing is just growing.
Well, when you can buy in greater volume, that's the whole point of having a raw food group like this. But I didn't realize you were getting other products besides just the raw.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's amazing. I was just, I was kind of wondering if Dr. Bill ever talks to Dr. Dodds. I'd be really interested to know what that allergy testing is all about. My method here is if he turns red and swells up, I know he's allergic. So that's my allergy test.
That's the best test.
And I did want to comment on that study that you talked about that I sent you. I think that's more than just cross-contamination in some of the instances.
Processed animal food, dog and cat food, that the label's not being accurate in terms of what's actually in the food themselves.
Right, that was the Chapman University study in California.
Okay.
And there were actually some of those, like marked venison, and there was no venison in it.
Oh, that would not be a cross-contamination.
Goat and pork, they were just labeling stuff that didn't even exist. Not on all of them, but it was pretty scary. So that made me really glad that I was in the group I'm in. One of the questions I had of Dr. Bill was on vitamin D.
Yeah, sure.
And I wanted to, I am one of those people that I can't absorb vitamin D from the normal sources. So if you need any vitamin D around here, I've got a whole house full of it, Martha, that I can't use.
Really?
I cannot absorb vitamin D3. And so my naturopath has me on vitamin D2, which is working. And Boston says that's okay, even though Mercola doesn't like it, but... But I did have a question because one of the few foods that contains vitamin D are mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
And my question was because Pershing's on the Rainmakers tabs. And
well, no, wait a minute. So that would be the immune tabs that Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Bill has? Okay.
Right, yeah.
And has the mushrooms in it?
Yeah, it has mushroom extract. And I'm wondering, does the vitamin D survive being put into an extract?
I wouldn't
Dr.
have.
Bill?
That's a great question, and I don't have an answer to that.
Okay.
But I can get it.
He will have one eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come up with something. I'll talk to Dr. Joe and ask him about that. I know he does supplement vitamin D into his formulas, has for a while.
Oh, does he? It's not listed on the bottle, but I know there's things in there that aren't listed.
Are you sure?
I didn't see it on the bottle.
He's been changing some of the labeling on there because of the USDA regulations on labeling. He can't combine on the label. It can be in the jar, but not on the mm-hmm. label, that he's got medicinal mushrooms or transfer factors with other vitamins or minerals.
Oh.
Yeah, because the USDA labeling folks don't know what category to put immune modulating agents into.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where to put it.
Not a surprise.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So so what he's having to do is to have proprietary blends of the minerals and the vitamins, and as long as the name's not on the label, it's okay. So that's governmental stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So but I'll check into it. But I think he had 1,000 IUs, which really, don't quote me on that, but I thought I saw last time I looked at one of the older labels that he had some vitamin D in there, and I'll check it out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's a good thing, because I know vitamin D is so important for the immune system, and I'm wondering if it's mushrooms are good, and I'm wondering if it's because of the vitamin D. I don't know.
Well, also, besides extract, he always puts in whole mushrooms of all those different ones that are on the label. So Joe's being an organic farmer, he knows that there are unidentified substances in the whole food that's important to make the primary active ingredients work. So he uses whole mushroom and extract.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
That's,
but they've made a world of difference with Pershing. I don't think he'd be alive today without them.
Yeah.
And this, you're talking about Dr. Joe. That's Dr. Joe Raymaker,
that's
right?
Correct.
Who is the formulator of like the transfer factors and the immune support tabs and products that you make available to the public and for humans as well as animals. I'm wondering, Peg, because with the immune support tabs, there's two formulas. There's the regular formula and the green label and the really potent formula, the red label. Which one are you feeding to Pershing?
Right now we are on red label. We had a really bad emergency in April, so we're still recouping from that.
And I don't know about you, but I've got Robbie on the immune tabs as well. Robbie loves them. Does Pershing like to eat them too?
Oh, Pershing eats. He'll eat anything.
Eat anything.
He'll eat anything. Anything. If I gave him a rock, he'd eat it. It just goes.
Well, my Robbie is picky, and he really loves them. So that's good. Now, I want to mention before I get off track on something else. I've been wanting to find an answer to the food allergy business, what particular ingredients and particularly which forms now, I think, has to come in. We're talking protein, be it a raw chicken or a cooked one or a freeze-dried or whatever, and how to know what our animals are sensitive to, as well as when it comes to supplementation. How much of something do they need to be taken? Like we're talking about, the vitamin D supplementation. I mean, this is so new, the animals, that the form of the vitamin D is now in question and their ability to assimilate it. And then how much should they, all that kind of stuff. So I've been asking, I want some answers. I want to wait. We need to be able to address this, which is why I was looking forward to Dr. Bill being able to grill Dr. Dodds. And isn't it interesting? I don't believe in coincidence. And isn't it interesting that she wasn't there? And because I've been specifically asking for this and she wasn't there, to me, that there's a reason for that. I don't necessarily know why, but okay. So here is what has crossed my path and was just evolved. And a lot of this stuff, this really cool stuff, has evolved because of the show and what's going on the show. But what's being presented to me now and what I think is and feeling like is going to be the answer for all of us is to not necessarily do these 3D tests that we're paying tons of dough for, but to use the intuitive world of, muscle testing, kinesiology, and that kind of stuff, and intuition. And I've got two things going on here. One is our animal world communicator, Darcy Pariso. I'm working with her and checking, and she's getting pretty good at honing in to foods and supplements. But the one who I have found is the fastest and so far the most accurate, and I'm really excited about this. I didn't know it was going to come up today because we're not quite prepared to roll it out. But that would be our Dr. Nels Rasmussen, who Nels Healing Ministry, who's on the show every other month, and it got so good at doing the remote healings and best work, bioenergetic synchronization technique. Well, I'm now working with him, and he very quickly is able to do this in person or remotely and test with individuals a particular supplement. Is it good for you to take? Is it not good for you to take? How much do you need to take? Or how little do you need to take? And then particular food ingredients and that kind of stuff. And it isn't we're finding out it isn't necessary for him to have the physical patient with him and the product like is necessary with most kinesiology and testing. He's able to get a read either in person or remotely with or without the product as long as you know it and can visualize it. Anyway, I have asked him to put together some special packages for Animal World listeners. And one of the packages... We're going to have packages for acute medical or emotional trauma with humans or animals so he can work with them on a regular basis. But one of the packages, and that's why I wasn't really prepared to roll it out today, so we don't quite sure what he's calling it, but I think it will be like a medical supplement consultation so that in 15 or 30 minutes over the phone, he can work with you and determine where the allergens are on the supplements, how much to take or not to take, and all that kind of stuff. And he's going to be available. And a minimal session is going to be like $25. Okay, the extended would be like 50. And that's something that we can all afford. But my guidance right now is showing me that we are going to be able to get the answers to all of these questions relatively simply with Dr. Nell. So how cool is that? I think it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So by the time he's on again, which will be, I believe, the third Sunday of October, we will have this all put together. And I won't be in the studio next week. It's the last Sunday of the month. So Christy LaGallie be in for me. I'll be back the first Sunday of October, and I may have all the details for you then, but certainly by the third Sunday of October, we'll have all the information. But I have already started working with Dr. Bill on this with my human supplements and all that kind of stuff, and we're working with the animals as well. Oh, it looks like we lost Peg. Peg, if you weren't done with us, call us back. And at any rate, though, Dr. Nell, nellshealingministry.com, if you want to check him out. And certainly you could be doing a medical or nutritional supplement consultation with him anytime already if you want to, because he's already doing the work and has that package together. Okay, let's see. Before we go on to another subject, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, thank them, support them, and give us a call if you'd like to talk to Dr. Bill. It's Vet Sunday, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, nellshealingministry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the second hour of our fall equinox edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And today is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame from Burlingame Veterinary Consulting is in the house. And how glad are we that he's available by phone to you locally or anywhere for a phone consultation, that he is the source for the best immune support on the planet for animals and humans, and all kinds of information, a wealth of information on all kinds of subjects we haven't even touched on yet. But we lost, I think, unintentionally, Peg and Olympia at the end of the last segment, and she's back online. So we're going to go back to Peg and make sure that we cover all the bases on her list. Peg, you with us?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
glad that you're back.
It's funny you should bring up supplements, because the one thing I wanted to share with you is the medical emergency I was talking about with Pershing was he had to have 8 extractions in April.
Teeth extractions. Okay.
Yeah, his mouth had been kind of dry, and you know, I just sort of put it out of the back of my mind, and he's always been a little bit on the dehydrated side.
Oh.
You know, he lift his neck and it would kind of go down kind of slowly, and it was he's had so many problems that just never made it to the top of the
pile.
He
just seems like a really lemon bulldog.
Well, that's the kind I, you know, because
that's the kind you rescue.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. But there was some questionable care here. I didn't find out until later that one of the teeth had protruded through the sinus.
Oh.
And Dr. Bill knows more about that, at least one of the teeth. And there was, he came down with a horrible, horrible infection in the sinus, one or more sinus. And, you know, I did some, I ran some labs to the University of Missouri, and they identified the, you know, it took us a while to find a drug that would work. You know, he reacted to Baytrol.
You did culture sensitivity type testing to find out what antibiotics that whatever bacteria or whatever was sensitive
right,
to?
Right, because nothing was working. And we finally got him on something that worked, but wasn't working great. But and there was a fungus in there too. So anyway, that's sort of a long story, which I will try to stay away from. But one of the things about sinus infections is, you know, one of the things you really have to do is hydrate. So I had sort of filed away in the back of my mind something about bone broth that on Dr. Becker's site. And I, as a result of being in this raw feeding group, I had a lot of extra bones.
Bone broth?
That were too hard. Huh?
Bone broth?
Yeah, bone broth. So I took all these extra bones and I started making bone broth. And
so what you mean, like boiling them up or something? And
yeah, I actually boil them for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh.
I stick them in a turkey roaster and put them in the oven with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, which takes the minerals and stuff out of the bones. And it's sort of a long process, and you get the fat out, and then you freeze it, and yada, yada. So I started giving him this stuff, and I had no idea it would have such a tremendous impact on him.
Really?
Yeah, and it has really, I think, done him a world of good. We're really cutting down his plectrum meds, I think, are going to have to come way down.
Good.
He is totally hydrated.
Wow.
He is, for the first time in his life, and I talked to his previous owners before they abandoned him at the pound, he has never played with toys. He is murdering toys now.
Really?
Yeah, if I don't get the toys out at night, he sits there and barks at me.
Wow.
He is feeling so much better.
And of that's been since you've added the bone broth, huh?
Yeah, and he is sprouting hair like crazy.
Wow.
Remember,
so now how are you, you know, you told us how you're making it, mm-hmm. and then you make it and you freeze it in batches, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then how do you give it to him? Did you just drink, you thaw it and he drinks it out of a bowl, or
yeah,
you put in his food?
I stick a couple cubes in a little pot, in a little pan, and add some filtered water, and I heat it up every day and give him, he's getting about 6 tablespoons a day, 3
wow.
in the morning, 3 in the evening.
Have you ever heard of something like this, Dr. Bill?
Just from Peg.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, Dr. Mercola today has a big article on the GAP diet, which is bone broth, as healing to the gut.
Huh.
And healing, and it's effective against autoimmune disease and all kinds of things. And
wow.
My naturopath says, you're going on this too. You know, she likes Pershing. He goes in with me on my weekly.
So you're going to start doing the bone broth supplement,
well,
huh?
I mean, Pershing is going to live with
Does
it
matter what kind of bones you use?
Non-CAFO, which is why this group is so important to me.
What's non-CAFO?
Combined animal feeding operation. That's all these, you know, the slaughterhouse stuff. They stick them in these pens and they feed them. Really,
so that means you don't want to get bones from the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And yeah. are they raw meaty bones or bones with marrow, or does it matter? Or
I've been throwing everything in there, marrow bones and smaller bones. I just strip the raw meat off and save that for his raw.
Huh.
But he's apparently not getting what he needs out of just the raw meat. And he was damaged when I got him. I mean,
right.
his gut was just a mess.
Well, that's what, Dr. Bill, that's something that you've said to me that always makes sense. And because he always says, you know, Martha, we're dealing with broken animals, you know, broken uh-huh. bodies and systems. And sometimes we just can't fix them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this has been just a total eye-opener to me. I mean, he's not even the same dog. He's
so how long have you been doing this, the bone broth?
About since. Probably late May.
Wow.
But I mean, it was almost instantaneous. He put on 10 pounds within a week.
Wow.
This is a bulldog that weighs now 57 pounds. He was 48 pounds. Now he's 57.
You really got to look at the minerals that he's getting out of the marrow and the bones is a big player there.
Yeah. I mean, and he's always gotten clay, but I this stuff is just,
and the problem
for some reason, he's absorbing it.
Clay's good, but the problem with that is that he may have a problem with absorption, where this is already solubilized
mm-hmm.
and in a solution and possibly easier for him to get to take it up.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing is amino acids, probably in more of an elemental form, and we were going to talk a little bit about a company that's supplementing amino acids to dogs. So, yeah, you got to wonder. He's getting, yeah, he probably just needed help because, see, what you're doing is you're taking a raw food and cooking it.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're cooking the bones. So you're cooking a raw food, which I know raw food people don't like to cook it, but it actually can make it more bioavailable to the gut.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you're actually making, you're pre-digesting for him.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably what he...
He's getting the benefit of raw plus some pre-digestion.
Exactly. He needed pre-digestion, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, something like that. But anyway,
I think you need to go in like the Peg's frozen broth business.
it's quite the operation.
Get some turkey cookers and get going.
Yeah, I'd get it from you, Peg. Did you say that you're going to start the bone broth supplementation as well?
Yeah, I am. I've got an esophageal ulcer.
Oh, so you'll have to let us know if it works for you too.
Yeah, it's. I was really surprised to see it on the Mercola site today.
Well, and you should, since you've mentioned Mercola and you've mm-hmm. mentioned Dr. Becker, and Dr. Bill and I know who you're talking about, but there's got to be people out there listening that don't. So can you explain what you're talking about?
Well, it's Dr. Becker and Dr. Mercola, I think, are both in the Chicago area.
Yes.
And Dr. Mercola's had a website for probably years.
Well, but isn't Dr. Mercola, he's an MD.
He is an osteopathic doctor.
A D-O. Okay, yeah, and then Dr. Becker's a veterinarian.
She is a veterinarian. Right. She's just come on board in the last couple years.
Right.
They are pretty much of the same mind, sort of an integrative medicine kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Becker is quite high on naturopathic stuff, and she's a big, raw feeding fan also, though she does it a little differently than me. She uses a lot of vegetables, which, of course, does not work for Pershing.
And Mercola's Mercola, and is it Mercola.com? Is that the website?
Right, yeah. You just sign up for it, and you get a daily email, or he's on Facebook also.
And then Dr. Becker, you can sign up also for Dr. Becker. She sends out like a daily thing.
Yeah, they're both on Facebook, so that you can get their daily stuff through Facebook, which is actually easier.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew what we were talking about and that they could have access to it, too, because good information comes from
them. It's a lot of interesting information that I used to think he was a bit far out, and I don't think he's very far out now. He hasn't changed. It's just that a lot of the things he was saying for years have really panned out.
Mm-hmm.
He has an interesting.
And do you follow these doctors? Oh, yeah. Don't you?
Mercola is a really great educational site. He's got fabulous interviews with really forward thinking physicians or researchers. So yeah, mm-hmm. he's out there. He does a good job.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, I just we were talking, I think, a couple months ago about alopecia. And I did Google dehydration and alopecia, and dehydration can cause hair loss.
Well, it makes sense if the body is going to sacrifice the skin in order to mm-hmm. to shuttle what fluid is available to the core organs, to the vital organs.
Ah.
And so, yeah, if you've got a constantly dehydrated organ, that just kind of makes sense that there's going to be some loss of function.
Yeah,
which makes a lot of sense with that old 2020 hindsight, right?
Yeah, I've got a lot of 2020 hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I would have started out with him much differently. I would have gotten full mouth X-rays because I think he might have had a long term infection in there that we didn't find.
Well, and that can interfere with a lot of his metabolic pathways. Chronic infection.
Yeah, and I think probably that one canine, that one canine was broken, but we thought it was okay to leave.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
anyway, I need to get off the air so you can actually talk to some people that are knowledgeable, like Dr. Bill.
And other callers are lining up here, so have we covered all the bases for you, Peg?
You have.
All right.
Thanks for the information, especially on the vitamin D.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in, and the bone juice. broth
bone
business.
Broth, yeah.
The bone broth. So we're gonna have to, you're gonna have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah, that's been a pretty amazing, very amazing for him.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to your next report. And
okay.
And then if you want to know about you know, how much to give and or something, all that kind of stuff, you know, Dr. Nils will be in the studio the third Sunday of October, and we can have you call in, you know, call in and test this business on how to do the you know, what works and what doesn't and how much and all of that. So because I think it's going to make it a lot easier to make some of these decisions. So anyway, Peg, thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
All right, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So, Charlotte, hold on. We will come right back to you. Animal World continues straight ahead, right, with Vet Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Want you to visit Jones & Company? You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352, Westar Pacific Mortgage, NMLS 1100211, and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 93243, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now once again, we're on the downside of the second hour of our fall equinox edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, is in the house, and we are staying with the phones as long as you're ringing. So let's head to Fall City and Charlotte. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill. Hello.
Hi.
Charlotte.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I was wondering if you people had gotten the word that, thanks to the Natural Resources Defense Council, the EPA is withdrawing, although it'll take 3 years to purge the market, two types of flea collars, owing to the fact that they may pose a hazard to children playing with the pets.
Well, I've never liked flea collars myself, but...
Well, I know, but...
So this is something new that FDA is...
Yes. Yeah, within about a month, it was announced. I got it on NPR.
Wow. So do you know anything about this, Dr. Bill?
No, but it just makes sense. I've coached or counseled my pet owners when we're talking about topical flea control agents that I always ask them if there's any children in the house, because whatever you put on your pets going on your kids.
Yeah.
So I think that, Charlotte, I hadn't heard that, but I think that's just the beginning, because I think a lot of the surface acting agents will be targeted probably in the next decade. A lot of the veterinary pharmaceutical companies now are shifting over towards oral or systemic flea and tick control agents, and I think that's probably an indication that they see the handwriting on the wall.
So you're talking about like the spot on liquid stuff that there's a number of different companies making that kind of stuff, but you put it on the skin,
put
like
it on
between
the shoulders,
around
but
the shoulders.
You can't bunch all those into one category because there's a lot of difference in the ingredients, but they are all potentially systemic toxins.
One of the chemicals is carbaryl.
Okay.
One goes by the initials TCVP.
You know, and I can just interrupt, Charlotte. I remember when you say carbaryl, that just right away was a bell in my mind. I can remember way back when I first was working in veterinary hospitals, so this had to be back in either the 60s or 70s, a flea powder or something coming out, and everybody touting how safe carbaryl was.
It's been a bad actor for a long time.
So this is the one of the ones that they're eliminating, huh?
Yeah. The two brand names that they gave was Hart's Mountain and Wellmark.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, you know, it's probably Walmart. But Hart's Mountain has been...
That's an old-time company.
Yeah, they really haven't been... I've never recommended their products. They tend to market really old technologies in a really fancy way and make you think they're something new.
Uh-huh.
So it's something. Sargent's was like that as well.
Yeah, Sargent's was also mentioned.
Yeah, so they're, you know, it's really too bad, but that's the way it is.
Well, so not only, Charlotte, it's really great that you called and let us know about this, but finally the FDA is starting to do something about this, and this would, of course, be the flea collar. But now, Dr. Bill, you're saying, excuse me, that you suspect, you know, the spot on, the topical flea killers.
Well, those are going to fade away.
That same thing is going to end up here because you put it goes on the shoulder area and the skin, and then it somehow it's supposed to get absorbed and go all over.
Most of them are a surface acting agent. There's a couple on the market that are highly absorbed.
Okay.
But most of them are surface acting agents, or they're absorbed just into the oil glands of the skin and then secreted onto the skin.
So I've always wondered, how does it, you put it in between the shoulder blades on the animal, how does it get all over the skin? I don't quite understand that.
The sebum layer, the oil layer, and mm-hmm. the motion of the dog, it just kind of is like massaging and just spreads out.
It spreads it out. Mm-hmm. Now, but so are you saying that, that there's the possibility that children then playing with or, you know, rolling around with and rubbing against?
Well, it's not a possibility. It is.
It's a definite that the kids pick up that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They get, and if. You know, they get exposed to it.
Okay, now, wonder about, you said, so the move is starting to go to systemics, which mm-hmm. is oral tablet.
Right.
Now, that when, you know, that's when I got in so much trouble back in the bigger radio days with Novartis, when they came out with the flea pill.
Yep.
You know, because I recommended against it and didn't like it, and they tried to get me off the air. But, well, here I am 20-plus years later, still here. At any rate, so if the move is then to systemics, that means we just swallow it, and now it's supposed to be, what is it, it's just in the bloodstream then, or does it go to the skin? And why wouldn't children or adults be contaminated with it that way?
They may be, but it's probably a micro amount as opposed
to not nearly as
much.
Acne.
Exactly. And if it's in the bloodstream, then you got to be a blood-sucking parasite to get the exposure. So there is it's safer as far as exposure to the children, but it will be 10 years before we have long-term studies to say how safe is it for the patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys have to decide if you're willing to do that. Now, you said, right. Dr. Bill, you caution your clients and asked, so do you recommend using these type of flea agents for families with kids or
the topicals?
Yeah.
Depends on how bad of a problem they have.
Okay.
So it's on an individual basis.
You know, because people buy this stuff like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah. They do. And they just, you know, that's just...
I mean, it is easy.
Yes, it is. It's effective.
And it
although
works,
a lot of the, you know, frontline and advantage and things like that, they're dramatically losing their potency. There's a lot of resistance to it because people misuse the product.
Meaning the fleas are
the
getting
fleas
used to it?
Yeah, sure. They become resistant to it because of sub-lethal exposure because the people say, well, gosh, once a month this works really well. I'm going to use it every 8 weeks or 12 weeks and... So you're selecting for resistance
uh-huh.
by subjecting the fleas to sublethal dosages.
Yeah.
So you're selecting for super fleas is what they say.
Wow.
Yeah. Sighthound and Persian cats have been warned against using most of those things for years
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. they don't tolerate the chemicals.
All right. Well, Charlotte, I appreciate you calling with this information. Is there anything else on your list you want to discuss with Dr. Bill?
Well, the NRDC has an interesting column on their .com. It's called Green Paws Product Guide.
Green Paws what?
Product Guide.
Green Paws Product Guide.
So and that, it's a list of all sorts of things with their recommendations on use or not use or how to use.
That's really great. Thank you, Charlotte. I'll be drilling in there today.
Okay, so is that like NDRC.com?
Probably.
NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council.
Might be a .org, but you'll find it anyway.
Yeah, okay. And Green Paws Products Guide.
If you just search
mm-hmm.
that, you'll
so we'll
find
have
it.
To look for that. All right, Charlotte, that's great information.
Thank
we'll
you.
Check it out.
Thank you, thank you.
All sure. right, thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's good. We want to know what that green products recommendation. All right, before we close out this hour, how about we knock off current events, and then we have another full hour to go. Okay, let's see. First up on my list is to know that you can start planning now, and tickets for the 17th annual Black Cat Ball Gala Dinner and Auction are available online. This is the annual benefit for Perfect Pals in Arlington. It's October 25th, 5 to 8:30 p.m. at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. www.perfectpals.org. And the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park up in Everett has got all kinds of good stuff going on. And Dr. Bill, you've actually been there.
Their beaver movie was great.
Yeah, you like the beaver movie. Well, listen to that. I got some more here. We got on October 4th, Killer Whale Tales. Mm. That's on a Saturday, 11 a.m. Biologist, photographer, and actor Jeff Hogan is the presenter, and it's $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. All of these events require pre-registration by phone because, you know, space is limited. Their website is www.streamkeeper.com. And the phone number, 425-316-8592. Now, all of the rest of these are new. We have got, Welcome to Suburdia, Suburdia, S-U-B-I-R-D-I-A, sharing our neighborhood with wrens, robins, woodpeckers, and wildlife. That'll be Thursday, October 9th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And this is presented by John Marsluff, introducing his newest book, which is this Welcome to Suburdia. Now, John, he's the UW scientist guy that did all the work on the crows, has the great book and all, you know, that this will be a really good one. And so that's October 9th, Thursday, October 9th, 7 p.m. And then we've got the presentation on underwater predator, the dragonfly, followed by a showing of the 1954 black and white film Creature of the Black Lagoon. And I believe that it's Friday, October, maybe 26th. I'm going to have to check on that date because I somehow dropped the date here on my current events page. But you can find all the details about these events at MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. And hopefully Rhonda did a better job than I did at typing this stuff up. Now, here's their annual. They do this every year around Halloween time. This is cool. It's the Bat Presentation, Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. The Bat Lady, a.k.a. Barbara Ogard, she's a rehabber for Sarvey Wildlife and Bats and a researcher for Bats Northwest. She does a fabulous presentation, an educational presentation on bats. All ghosts and goblins who attend wearing a costume will receive a free salmon poster from the Adopt a Stream Foundation. And again, that's Friday, October 17th at 7. Okay, next week is the annual sexless soiree benefiting Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. That's September 27th. And you better get in quick because I know they're almost out of tickets. www.feralcatproject.com or you can call 425-563-8575. Let's see. This is, Jude and Paul Pont and Whispering Dragon. You got to get in on this. Their Conscious Expansion and Reality Creation with Jude and Paul. Saturday, October 25th and Sunday, October 26th, 10 to 5 p.m. at Whispering Dragon in Seattle. There'll be a lunch break. Both days, Saturday stands alone. But if you want to learn how to do all the energy, vibrational shifting and all of that kind of stuff, this is a must attend. I will be there. A lot of listeners I know are already planning to go. 206-706-2836 or resonate at whispering-dragon.com. And next week also, here is the social event of the weekend, and that would be the Cowgirl Spirits Equine Rescue's second annual Heels and Hooves Hoedown, live auction, silent auction, barbecue, dancing, drinks, laughter, all proceeds benefit the horses, 6 p.m. at Brightwater Education and Community Center in Woodinville, $35 a person or $250 for a full table of eight. Check out www.cowgirlspirit.org. And one last thing, Big Positive Alliance third annual statewide open house for shelters is going to be Saturday, October 4th, open houses at most shelters around, and definitely at Homeward Pet from noon to 6 p.m. And then I just want to tell you, next week, I'm out, but Christy Legale will be hosting. Kathy is still on vacation, but Christy is going to have Sarah Case from Posado Safe Haven will be in and co-hosting with her. They're going to be talking with Josh Balk from the Humane Society of the United States, who apparently has huge news about the welfare of farm animals. They're going to be talking to a religious animal blog site, which sounds really interesting. And then current events cameos, which that's a new thing they're doing. I'm not sure what that's going to be, but it should be really great. I hope you'll be here next week. And we are late, so we are going to close out this hour, fire up the next one. I'll give you some contact information, and then we'll be on to new subjects and open phone lines. Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame continues on Animal World straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.